Welcome to another episode of 10 Minutes With, a podcast supported by the PHA Group, where every episode we meet with an entrepreneur or business leader to find out what makes them tick. Today, delighted to be joined by John Ramsey, CEO of Shift 8, and we are going to change it up a little bit this week, and we've got our 10 questions as normal, but we're going to split them into two chunks of five. John, it's the same as always. It's 30 seconds maximum for each question, and we're going to get straight into it. Describe what you do in one sentence.
We aim to help the most isolated people in the country experience happy moments.
What is the one thing people would be surprised to know about your business?
That I'm yet to fully review a CV of any of my employees.
Who is the one person to have helped you most on your journey?
My dad, and the memory of him.
How many hours sleep do you get per night?
It varies depending on the time of the month, but probably between 6 and 8.
What do you predict will change in your industry in the next 6 months?
Increased technology within the sector, benefiting lots of other people.
Brilliant. Well, that's the first question. So now we'll sort of get into Tornado a bit. So John, tell us a little bit about Shift 8 and what you guys do, because you work with one of the most inspiring and incredible pieces of technology that is around, I think, in health and med tech today. Tell us about the Tovetafl.
So the Tovetafl is our first product, piece of technology that we're introducing into the UK and Ireland. It means magic table, and it's been designed by a friend of mine, Hester de Riche, in Holland. What it is an interactive projector that projects light animations onto any table, and it's been specifically designed to create stimulation physically, cognitively and socially for people living with mid to late stage dementia, and latterly for people with more advanced learning disabilities.
I mean, and actually having seen it, it's incredible what it does, but it's a projector that comes down onto a table, and you're working with care homes across the country.
Yeah, so what, as I said at the start, what we're trying to do is we actually see how many happy moments we can produce, and a happy moment for us is actually allowing someone living with cognitive impairments to smile, to connect with the outside world. And we judge ourselves on how many people's lives we're affecting through our technology. We are installing traditionally in care homes, but now we've moved to the wider community within libraries, hospitals, day centres, village halls, church halls. There's even a dentist that's installing one because they work with people with severe cognitive disabilities, and it really helps improve their life.
And just picking up on one of the questions that we started with, the person to most help you on your journey is your dad, because your dad has got a very, very close connection with your business now, hasn't he?
Yeah, so a slightly longer story is when I was 12, my dad was actually diagnosed with dementia, and I spent 10 years caring for him. He was a brilliant senior consultant at Guy's and St Thomas's, very well respected, and I looked after him during his 10-year journey with dementia. It inspired me because I saw what he could do, but also I worked out what he wasn't able to do. And so when my friend Hester had developed the Tovetafl, and this was 10 years after my dad's journey ended, just to understand that you could have as much fun as possible and as you do with the Tovetafl magic table, just inspired me to quit my job as a corporate lawyer in the city and introduce it into the UK. And this is now the first of, you know, future technology that we'd like to introduce under the banner of Shift 8.
And what's next then? You spoke twice then about the journey of dementia, and I think you use that word very, very deliberately. You know, can you just tell us about what exactly you guys are trying to do to help people and how that works?
So as you go along your journey, especially in the mid to late stages with dementia, unfortunately, parts of the brain do stop working as well as they used to. But what we worked out is there are three parts that work really, really well, and it's those capable of reminiscence, relaxation, and sensory stimulation. And so what Hester did as part of her 6-year PhD in Holland was designed a piece of technology which has the interactive lights, which are inherently very safe, and using those lights, what she's done is create activities such as brushing leaves, catching fish, passing a beach ball about, that will actually stimulate those three parts of the brain, i.e. the reminiscence, the relaxation, the sensory, and allow people to connect at a very personal, but also in a social and communal level, which is just amazing because the most isolated people are back around a table, smiling and having fun and experiencing happy moments.
And I've seen some of the work that you've done actually where you've brought children in to engage with some of the more elderly people who typically have those who have dementia. It's like later on in life. What is the point of you guys doing that?
So we have something called the Tova Tafel Buddy Scheme, where with every installation of a Tova Tafel, be it in a care home, a community centre, a hospital, we reach out to local secondary school children, local primary school children, or scouts groups. We even have older people who volunteer, and they commit 1 or 2 hours a week to come in and play with the Tova Tafel with loved ones living with dementia. And what we're trying to achieve is break down the stigma that is often around cognitive impairments, such as dementia and learning disabilities, and to allow this intergenerational activity that would normally be there if it weren't for the condition, and to inspire some of these young people to, you know, realise that there is so much they can achieve with people living with dementia. I mean, my dad was 52. Typically, people might be a little bit older, and I wouldn't have been as passionate about this if I hadn't seen it at such a young age with someone so close to me. And we're trying to just inspire the world and the younger generations to really, you know, raise awareness of dementia and what can be done.
What are some of your biggest frustrations around dementia and its portrayal throughout the UK at the moment?
It's really hard because it's always associated with just something that happens to you when you get old. And yes, obviously there's a propensity to get dementia more when you are older, but it's not that one day to the next you change as a person. You know, my dad went from doing surgery to not being able to drive almost overnight. But there was so much that he could do, and it's about harnessing with the research and making sure the level of stimulation is appropriate so that your loved one can experience these happy moments.
So what's next for Shift8 then? You mentioned some other products. What's next?
So obviously we're concentrating on expanding throughout the UK. We're in nearly 300 care centres, and we have a mission along with our Dutch partners to affect, we're on about 50,000 people, loved ones, experiencing happy moments each day, and we want to get to 10 million, which is a massive goal. But equally, we have another product coming out called the Tova Tafel Up, which is dedicated for people with learning disabilities and autism. And we're looking at other products towards that could help children with the Tova Tafel, but equally having other ideas using our network that we can bring in alongside the Tova Tafel.
Well, I mean, I urge anyone listening to this to go and check out Tova Tafel and Shift8. It is absolutely incredible. And some of the work you're doing is phenomenal and so rewarding. We're going to finish the podcast 10 minutes with the remaining five questions. The same as the first five, John. 30 seconds to answer each of them. When did you know you had made it?
I still don't think I know that I've made it, but weirdly, last week, sounds incredibly cheesy, I was interviewing someone that might be coming to join us, and I turned to my colleague and I said, you know what, I actually feel like I'm living what I didn't realise was my dream, and that someone might burst it at some point, but every day is so rewarding that I feel I'm living my dream, but in no shape or form have we made it, not until we've affected 10 million lives.
How do you manage your time?
Initially, very badly. Now, with the help of an incredible team, I'm able to delegate a lot more amongst them, and they really help me achieve everything that I can. So I have more routine to my week, but equally, when you're just starting something up, anything can happen any day and you have to be prepared.
Describe your biggest mistake.
With the greatest respect in the world, thinking that I had to undertake the career that society told me to undertake. So become a lawyer.
What is your one piece of advice for other entrepreneurs?
Find something that you are genuinely 100% passionate about it. And if you can make it work from a personal point of view and a financial point of view, because not everyone can, just give it a crack.
And finally, what is your party trick?
It will probably be playing the piano at any single opportunity if there's one in a pub.
John Ramsey from Shift8, thank you very much for coming in for 10 Minutes With.
Join us next time for another episode of 10 Minutes With, a podcast supported by the PHA Group, where we'll meet with another entrepreneur or business leader to find out what makes them unique.